Welcome back to our New Year's.
It's a New Year's.
This is the first episode of 2024.
This will be the first episode of the year. Yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought?
Coming out next Tuesday. We're recording this on
Tuesday. Day after Christmas.
It's the day after Christmas. Michael, how was your Christmas?
Merry. I spent 4.5 hours with you. Hiking 45
miles. Oh, I forgot we did that yesterday.
4,000 miles.
We went on a Christmas Day hike with Charles. And I specifically told Michael to get festive. And he specifically did not. Welcome back to Scary Movie and Chill Podcast. I'm your co-host, Bonds. Here with...
Jumping around, Wild Cherry Pepsi. Because I got a Wild Cherry Pepsi this time. Somebody got
me. I didn't even know they make that crap, but I bought it for you.
Actually, it looks like it's got like wild berries.
I don't know what the hell that is.
I don't know. Is it just, Pepsi. I guess it's cherries and then just some weird design.
What's your name?
I said a wild cherry Pepsi.
All right, what's new with you, Michael? What is a cherry? Michael, what's new with you?
I'll tell you what's new. A bunch of nothing. Just the Christmas. I opened up the one Christmas present.
Oh, what was that it, Michael?
It was for my dad. He gave me a sweatshirt. It was a Patriot sweatshirt. It was nice. But of course, I opened it up and I was like, oh, a Patriot sweatshirt. It was like a really nice one. It's like a zip up one.
Okay.
And then I saw they ordered an extra large and I was like, you motherfuckers. But if it's fine. I always prefer like my sweatshirts to be a little bit larger anyways. So that one, it fits when, you know, it fits better when you're wearing a shirt under it. Oh, no, she's going to turn on her fart machine. Bonnie's back with her fart machine. No, it wasn't.
Control yourself, but, Michael.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. It's a nice sweatshirt, nice and soft, light. Other than that,
there's exciting stuff over
there's
here.
There's still
I can't
nothing
hear
new.
Myself.
There's still nothing new.
Exciting stuff over here on this podcast on our New Year's 2024 episode. It's a new year. It's a new us. It's a new dawn.
It's the same us.
It's a new day.
Nothing's changing, Bonnie. We're the same old.
Speak for yourself, Michael.
Same old.
Michael, speak for yourself.
I am.
What's new with you?
Stop asking that question 1,000 times. I told you there's nothing new. I'm just waiting it out. I only got like basically end of the week and then starting next month, you know, things will be picking up industry-wise and hopefully I can find some fucking work. I just got a letter today. Rent's going up $50.
Oh, you got it too.
Yeah. So yeah, they
mine
raised
went
it
up 4%.
Yeah, same here. 4%. I think that there's like now. I get,
and it's only $50. Is mine only $50?
Well, yeah, because my rent's really cheap.
Mine's more than $50.
Yeah, because you pay more than me. Yeah, mine was $1,200. Now it was $1,260, and now it's $13.
Which is unheard of. Michael's got the deal of the century.
I know. But
it's not even possible to get a place that cheap.
No, you wouldn't. And mine's especially a 2-bedroom. With a parking space.
Oh my god.
So yeah, no, it's I'm kind of stuck there until I get out of this godforsaken state.
Tough. So tough to have an extra room.
Yeah. So
in a parking space.
But yeah, so I gotta figure something out to get fucking
Michael's gotta start hooking.
They're like, hey, you look like a pillow. Can I hire you to be a pillow?
Ooh.
And then I'm just going to have to lay across the top
Michael's
of somebody's
gonna
bed.
Michael's going to start OnlyFans.
Called Pillow-Shaped Guy. I won't take my shirt off, but I'm just going to look like I shoved a pillow
you're
in
like,
a shirt.
Hey, do you need someone to lay on?
somebody who's going to get uncomfortable 2 seconds after you lay down on their belly.
Someone who's going to sweat through all of
yeah,
their
exactly.
clothing.
So that's same old. So hopefully some work starts to pick up and I can find something next month and actually fucking work at some point.
Michael
maybe
forgot how to, he doesn't even remember how to work.
I know. So yeah, fingers crossed. What's new with you, Bonnie?
Excuse me. I just burped up salad. Well, Michael, I'm glad that you asked. I guess. You didn't even mention her. Still
Bonnie,
not funny that you do that.
Bonnie.
Still.
Bonnie,
no respect. Again, no respect.
Bonnie.
No respect.
What did I not mention?
Our Christmas Eve, our second annual El Coyote Christmas
Coyote.
Eve dinner.
Yeah. Minus, I thought we already talked about doing that on the last episode. I guess
minus
we, like,
our favorite waiter who was not there.
And apparently his name was Casanova or something.
Casanova.
And when we asked the one lady about him, She was like, oh, is he, it was like,
I don't remember him having glasses, like she said.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that could be
maybe
something.
Maybe he took them off.
Yeah, but I mean, the way she described him, that sounds like that guy. And like, yeah. We were explaining things to her, and she's like, yeah, definitely sounds like it's this guy.
Wow. So he still works at El Coyote.
Yeah, but he's been working there for like so long, remember? He'd said he'd been working there for like 20 years.
Holy cow.
So.
So we went and had our second annual Christmas Eve dinner at El Coyote. Had some fish tacos that aren't anything like any fish tacos you would expect. Like, I'm thinking like Del Taco fish tacos, little fish sticks in tortillas. Heck no. This was like a giant ass.
It's literally like the whole half of a fish.
Filet. Like, it was huge. It wasn't breaded. It was so good. It came with rice and beans. And we had like a bunch of margaritas that were tasty.
Yes.
And I just love that place.
It was great that we could mix the flavors. And yeah. It's like they're made with real fruit. That was like the thing. Like,
we got blended ones.
It's like, well, it's because it's their fruit. Like, they're like mango margaritas.
Real fruit.
And it, like, when you drink it, you're like, why is this tasting?
Don't
like,
have heartburn because it's not you're
like,
fake
it tastes
fruit.
Just like a mango. And like, well, yeah, because so it's not any like puree of anything. It's legit. They take real a mango fruit. And blend it up.
So good.
And then when we got our third one, she was like, you can mix the flavors. And so I got
a
strawberry mango one, and that was delish.
The peach mango was good. It had like chunks of peach.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I did like about the peach one is that you, I guess chunks. The nature of how peach is, chunky. They could still get some chunks. Yeah, it was good.
It was good. And then Christmas Day, I dressed up in my reindeer onesie. Charles put on his Santa outfit. Michael didn't do anything except show up late. Per usual. And then
I was the one outside texting Bonnie for a half an hour that I was there.
We got going on the hike. We were gonna go to the Hollywood sign, but then, you know, things started picking up late morning.
Yeah, by the time we got there,
everyone
to the trail that was
ransacked their Christmas presents and they were ready to clog up the trails. So we abandoned that mission and then went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it was good.
Called it a day. That was 6 miles, though. 6.6.
6.66.
Yeah.
It was the devil's hike.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. I like hiking on holidays.
That was good. Came home
you
just
still
like
got to go really early because.
Yeah, it was empty. It was like a ghost town, but then by the time we left.
It was crazy.
At like 11 is when we got done.
Shit ton of. There was like throngs of people. Is that what they're called? Throngs of people?
Sure. Yeah, I went home and I just like watched football the rest of the day and just like. Relax.
I cleaned a little, was futzing around the house a little, and then we got cozy with our 20,000 blankets, had an edible, talked to my brother a little bit, and watched Christmas movies. I watched You Can't Have Christmas Without Just Friends. I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
And then I watched one of the latest Nicolas Cage movies. Wasn't Christmas related, but it's still good. The Retirement Plan.
I haven't seen it.
And was there another one? Oh, I watched old episodes of SNL. Their Christmas skits. It was a good day. Chill day.
Yeah. It's nice. These like yesterday and today kind of feel like you're given permission to be a little lazy. Like today I didn't do nothing. I like woke up and. Yesterday was another one of those, I don't know why, like, every now and again, I just get this decision to just, like, I'm going to take a bunch of NyQuil before I go to sleep. And
isn't that every night,
Michael? I got a problem.
I thought you did that every night, Michael.
No, I decided to do it last night for some reason, and then I did, and it knocked me the fuck out, and then I just woke up this morning, and I was like, I ain't going to do shit. And I went to the driving range.
Just another day that ends in Y, huh, Michael?
Mm-hmm. I went to the driving range to, you know, get a little bit of not on the course practice. And then came home, and then I just, like, couldn't stay awake. I was, like, napping all day. It was weird.
Today?
Yeah. Like, it was just, like, I just, like, kept feeling just so tired. I don't know why. Because, like, I slept really well.
The edible I took last night knocked my ass out. I woke up. I kept dozing on the couch. And I was, like, after midnight, I'm, like, let me get go to bed. So I took Charles out to go pee-pees. We went to bed. Woke up cough with that stupid, I still have a lingering dry cough, like a tickle in my throat from that cold. That will just kick up at random times. So I woke up coughing and then Vivi's on my neck and then Charles is moving around and then Charles had to barf this morning. Charles barfed 2 times this morning. So then we just kind of were like real slow to get up and out today since he wasn't feeling well.
Charles slowing the day down. He got too excited.
Maybe but then just, he was just, fine when I took him out for a walk. He just wanted to go. So we just
maybe,
we took like a long walk.
Maybe that's what he was just like over excited from yesterday. With all the peanut butter treats and all the fucking... He went on a 7 mile hike. That's a lot for a little dog.
I mean, compared to 7.6.
Yeah, he's a, you know.
That was like softer terrain for his paws, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, definitely towards the end, it seemed like he was lollygagging to try to like...
He was dragging us.
Yeah, he clearly didn't want to be walking anymore.
Yeah, he was pretty tired when he got in your car. I don't know what made him sick, but he's fine. He's not like lethargic. I don't know.
We probably ate like 1,000 things on that trail, too.
He was eating a lot of grass, so.
So, but yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I post-edited the episode, got it up. I did that yesterday, I think. Mm-hmm. And now we're back. It's 2024 right now.
I know. We're recording this and you're listening to this in the future and we're recording it in the past.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And tonight we're going to watch
a little movie. We think it's foreign, called Break.
It's a New Year's. I looked up New Year's horror movies and this came up.
Oh, it's like Russian or something. It's a bunch of letters that are not in our alphabet. But they do have an English overdub.
Yeah, we watched the preview of this, and it sounds like they have it dubbed in English. It came out in, 2019. So we're halfway there right now, feeling great, waiting to go back up. Okay, and the synopsis is, on a winter break in the Urals, where's that? Urals?
I don't know.
A merry band of 20-something friends, 3 boys and 2 girls make their way to an old funicular to have an unforgettable New Year's Eve celebration at the top of the mountain. A fun adventure turns into a nightmare when the cable car grinds to a halt over the abyss. Sub-zero temperatures, confinement, height, and fear of a slow death creates conflict and further calamities as they fight for
survival.
I mean, this could be the trailer was pretty good for this. It seems pretty suspenseful.
Yeah.
Right.
It was either between this or a Polish. For apparently, all the more recent New Year's Eve movies are all like Eastern European.
Yeah. So these guys have all their fucking snow gear.
Yeah.
And they're going on essentially a funicular is just a cable car.
But it's like overnight? A bandit? Yeah, I don't know.
Why would you ever want to risk going on an abandoned
cable car? I would never go on an abandoned
car. Are you going to be suspended above mountains? That's pretty risky.
Yeah.
65% like this movie. It's got 29% Rotten Tomatoes. 4.6 out of 10 IMDb. It was released February 14th, 2019. Director Tigran Sahakian. And the language is Russian. It's Russian. Wow, they're even bringing a Christmas tree with them on this cable car. Whoa, that looks crazy. I gotta Google what the Urals is. Ural Mountains, a mountain range in Russia. Okay.
Makes sense. I bet they got some.
Looks really pretty.
I bet they got some insane skiing.
It looks like Easter Island. Oh, it's Tagani National Park. Wow, it looks crazy. I want to go.
The thing about watching like some of these movies with the like English dubs is like it looks like they're almost speaking the words. You know, because their mouths are moving in a certain way. You're like, it's hard to tell sometimes if it's like actually or not. Bonnie's trying to get her fart machine going.
It's off. Michael kept playing with it, or was he?
Yeah, right. Oh, that guy pulled something out of his bag.
What was it?
I don't know. It looked like he was like wrapped in something, but he looked confused. You know, if there's one thing I do kind of appreciate about like all the streaming services is like that like international movies, like the movie watching realm is becoming more and more like connected. You know what I mean? Like that, like any other time we wouldn't necessarily be able to find a Russian New Year's Eve movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, and they're also like foreign films are like kind of all like, you know, certain countries still make like, you know, if you go to like India, like they have very distinct styles and like China and stuff like that. But like a lot of people kind of take on like a very American way of making movies.
What's the American way of
just how we make movies? Like the way, you know, like if you go to China, everything's very supernatural and all this other stuff. And same with like India, where like, you know, things are just a little over the top, but mm-hmm. that's just how it is. And like the Bollywood stuff, where it's just like colorful musical type movies, you know? Mm-hmm. And they just kind of, yeah, a lot of people make like just general horror movies. And it is kind of cool that you can just like easily access all this stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, that's what, like, I enjoy on
one good thing like, about the internet,
Netflix, you know, being able to, you know, like, especially with like language learning, you know, it's helpful that I can just go to Netflix and there's like Swedish TV shows and all these other things that you just watch with subtitles and whatnot, you know?
Yeah. Can you change your country in Netflix or something?
No, I think what you can do is you can, if you get a VPN, then you can log into Netflix and it assumes that you're in the country and you can watch their Netflix, which is funny because there's a lot of like American shows that those countries get that we can't get because of like our licensing. So that's what I've heard, is that sometimes there's certain shows that you just wouldn't be able to access here. What the fuck is this?
They're inside the...
It looks like there's a bunch of like death masks hanging on the wall.
The building that houses the cable car. Have you been on the tramway in Palm Springs, right?
No.
You haven't?
Uh-uh. I thought about doing it on my way back, but then I realized...
You should have, Michael.
I don't got that kind of money, Bonnie.
It's like 20, 30 bucks. Maybe like 30 bucks.
Nah, 30, I just want to come home and not spend more
money. Go to the top of the mountain.
I know.
It's fun, and then you can see people hiking up. Losers. As you're going up.
Losers.
Oh, okay. They're not breaking in. This guy was supposed to...
It is also kind of funny, just like the voice actors that they pick, because it's like Americans, like just kind of like doing acting, but they're just rushing. He's like, hey, you came here. You said an hour ago. I'm out of here. Goodbye. Say what?
This dubbing is wild.
It's also, you know, the translation too. You know, it's like a very like how close is this translation? You know, are they kind of like, oh, they're basically saying this. And we'll just make the dialogue a little bit better.
What's Kavkaz?
And is it like a Russian mob thing?
Mob? Kavkaz. Region for which Kavkaz is a local or historic name is... What? It's a ferry port. This says it's just like a Russian place.
Oh.
What country is Kavkaz from? May refer to Caucasus, a region for which Kavkaz is a local or historic name in several countries. I don't get it.
All their insanely Russian names.
Man, these guys are really kind of disorganized. They supposedly set this up, but they're late, and then someone's missing a bag. Well, no,
she doesn't believe it. She's like, oh, you set this up like a month ago? There's something in that bag. These people look incredibly Russian, too. And not this guy as much. Not this guy. That guy.
A little bit.
That guy looks really. And the women look Russian.
I was talking to my local Trader Joe's checker outer today, as one does. Because, you know, they kind of force conversation upon everyone.
I know. I hate it. They're always like, as they ring it up, it's like, one, two. So how's your day going? I'm like, please don't do this.
Most of the times I don't mind it. Sometimes when I'm reclusing, I'm not in the mood. But this guy was like really friendly. So he was talking to me about neighborhoods in New York. I forgot I was wearing my New York hat today when I was running errands. I put a cap on and I forget what I'm wearing.
Yankees.
He's like, are you wearing that because you're a fan or you live there? When I was like, oh, I forgot what even was on my head. I'm like, but I am going to scout neighborhoods when I go in March because mom is thinking about moving. I don't think I said this on the podcast yet.
I thought you did. I thought you were talking about it the last time.
No, I just said I planned a trip.
Oh.
I don't think I said I was looking at neighborhoods. Maybe I did. But I'm thinking of flipping the script and going to the East Coast for a little bit because I've been out here for a long time.
Yeah, now she wants to live in the snow.
I do. Maybe I'm romanticizing it, but I do miss the seasons. Today, I was like schwitzing walking Charles. I'm like, this is not winter weather.
Yeah, after Christmas, and it's
not winter weather. I couldn't even wear my puffy vest. My God.
Hell yeah.
I would have been sweating.
There's probably only going to be another 5 days between now through March.
It's like unseasonably warm this year. For like, it's been unseasonably warm like the since summer's puttering out.
No, but the summer's, yeah, it's never really gotten like cold, but like it's never going to get.
It's usually chilliest in like December, January, February.
Kind of. But like, I mean, I remember there's Christmas. Rainiest,
chilliest in those months. But
Christmas is years ago that I remember going outside and it was like 75 or 80. Yeah, it's pretty miserable.
I want it to be a little more cool. So, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm romanticizing seasons, but I also, like, you know, I've been in California since 2001, and I want to see what it's like on the other side. So, I was talking to him about neighborhoods, and he was telling me the neighborhoods that he lived in, but then he was like, I was like, oh, when did you leave? And he's like, 2008. I'm like, well, you might as well not even say anything, because, like, the rules don't apply at all. I'm sure, like, everything is like exponentially more expensive and could be worse, you know, safety wise or whatever. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, all around, all the big cities are just, they're not doing so hot.
He basically was living in a bunch of different neighborhoods in Brooklyn, which I wasn't even really considering Brooklyn, but I should go take a gander, I guess. Well, they've only been on this cable car for a little bit and they're stopped.
Yeah.
They just like set off and it stopped.
No, they've been on there for a minute, but like they're.
You think the guy running it did that to scare him? Yeah, you think that guy's waiting around? He's already waiting on you guys, and he's probably. Do you think he's still in there?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's still down the bottom.
That's the guy. Oh, okay, so he's aware that something's going on.
That'd be my fucking nightmare.
What, to get stuck in a cable car?
Yeah, where you're like, it's one of those things where it's like. There's certain things in life where it's like, you know, you can maybe try to figure out a way to get out. Like, you have a chance.
I mean, you have a chance on this, sort of.
No.
If you, like, hang on the cable, I guess. Or you try to rappel. I guess you don't really have a chance.
No.
One second, though. Whoa. He opened the doors. Michael, did you know that blue balls are not a thing?
What do you mean?
That, you know, every guy that tries to say, oh, you give me blue balls, like it's some sort of medical condition. It doesn't. No, it's not.
I've read it's only a thing with like teenagers.
It's not a thing at all.
No, it's like a thing with.
That's a lie. A doctor disproved it. I heard it on Guys We Fucked.
Oh, okay.
You guys have been lying.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yes. Centuries. Listen, yes. The good old one anecdotal story from a podcast.
I said the doctor said it. I didn't say it was a story. A doctor, one of their guests. Who's a doctor?
One doctor.
Said that it's not a thing. We'll Google it and see. Michael. Okay, so this guy, the instructor or whatever, conductor, just got it going again. Watch this guy about ready to fall out the fucking... He peed for a really long time for being a very young man.
Because he's got a...
He's got some problems with
he's
the
got,
pipes.
You got a... in Russia, it's so cold that the pee freezes on the inside and he's got to
pump... Russia!
He's got to pump his thing.
Wow.
To warm it up.
He almost fell out. Wow.
Why wouldn't you, like, if you're standing at the edge, even if it wasn't going, why wouldn't you be holding on to the ledge or something? You know what I mean? Like, because Russians are crazy, dude.
Are they, Michael?
Yeah.
How crazy are they?
Well, I mean, isn't there always those videos of Russians out in the woods doing...
Okay, so you don't know?
Michael. Doing things where, like,
so
bears
you don't know,
are
just
out.
Relying on
there's
videos,
a, what was
Michael?
It? There's that
on
one internet, workout Michael? Video where it's, like, a bear, like... Pushing a tree that somebody's like doing pull-ups on, and then
I have no idea what you're
it's
about.
There's always
wow, they're
some
eating
crazy
Pringles,
things.
Michael. They're eating Pringles.
Russian Pringles.
Okay, so the car is moving, and they're going up to the mountain. Oh, there's a box of.
Oh, that's a bag he was looking for. That's so funny that he was like, "Have you seen my bag?"
Wait, that
and
guy
I love
really
how they also
left
didn't look.
Because he couldn't find his bag?
Yeah, he thought he left it at the bottom of the snow thing. That's where he was going back down to.
Or did he know this was going to happen and he was avoiding getting stuck? He still have service?
Yeah, it's Russia. They have...
Oh, was he like planning to propose
to her? Yeah, it was
going to
be like some sort of thing and because she didn't go with him.
Is that a parachute? Or what do you call it when you like just jump off of a
base jumping? Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, he was definitely planning something. And then she's being, see, this is what happens. See, this is what happens, ladies.
Is that Michael?
If a guy's trying to, he's trying to do something Michael, real nice for her, happens. And she's being a complete Michael, fucking
tell us what happens.
Bitch.
I can't hear you. What's
and guess
happening?
What? She found the ring he was going to propose with. But guess what? She was just being an annoying bee.
Oh, is that what women are, Michael? Annoying bees?
Exactly. You know what? He's better off.
Okay.
She really fucked up this time.
I know. She's better off.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
This guy's look at
men
all the
are
money.
Nothing but dead weight, Michael.
This guy was about to fucking provide for
just
her. He loved her.
More work for every woman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. He's gonna give her. He's gonna give her the best life, and then she's
and
like,
grief.
"I don't need no man." And
she
now guess what?
Her good life on her own.
Yeah,
Michael.
Right.
She doesn't need a man.
You're gonna
for
be
that.
A miserable old Russian wench.
Oh, really, Michael?
Yep.
I told you guys Michael hated women, and I'm glad you all can hear this to prove my point.
He was just trying to do the most romantic thing in the world.
Getting engaged on New Year's Eve is not the romantic
you don't know, how do you know
most
that, that wasn't,
thing in the
how do you
world.
Know that, how do you know that wasn't
it's
what
very
she wanted?
Overplayed,
how do you know that, that wasn't how do you know that, that wasn't what she wanted? Like she told him her
she
dream.
She definitely did.
Thing.
Did you look at her face when she looked at that ring?
She's yeah, like, she oh, no, she realizes
God,
she fucked up.
It's gonna be one of those.
She realizes
guys.
She fucked up.
You're right. All right, what's going on here with the cable car? Man, this poor guy's having to work freaking overtime.
I know,
uh-oh.
Right? Uh-oh. So we're going to get stuck.
Get caught in the freaking
clunk
cable.
Oh, he's trying to oil it. He's trying to grease it.
He's greasing the cables?
He's fucking greasing that cable. Oh, his keys. He's going to fucking get caught up.
Oh, my God. Oh, he just choked himself. This seems like a rookie mistake.
Is his first day on the job?
His necklace with keys on it got caught in the cable, and he's getting choked. Oh. And the cable car stops.
Dude, this...
Man, that guy had one job.
And now everything's fried. Oh, he's...
Typical, man.
God damn, he's dead.
He kind of looks like Hitchcock.
And you know what? Here's the thing. He wouldn't be dead if that you-know-who... wasn't such
what
a bitch.
Michael, what did you want to say, Michael? What's your
what is this? Is he going back to the town? You know what? Now
he went to the bottom.
Guess
of
what?
The
now
head.
He's gonna have to end up saving them. That's gonna be his job now. He's gonna have to save his friends.
I don't know who's gonna be left, Michael.
Of course, it's always like weird techno music. I feel like that would probably be the worst part about leaving in Eastern Europe is that it's just nothing but dance music.
What?
I bet it's all just Euro trash, just fucking. I bet you can't, like every fucking radio station is just like absolute garbage music.
I want to see you go to a country and take in the musical sights and sounds.
Go in.
Are they really going to open champagne and they're fucking.
Yeah. Oh, maybe because they see that. Oh, because
it's
New Year's right now. Look at these
fireworks
fake fireworks. These fake fireworks.
They're lighting sparklers
CGI
in their
fireworks.
Cable car.
Yeah, I bet, like...
This guy's crying into his phone because he's dumb.
I told you, my, when I work for that delivery company... Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
fireworks
right?
Like that?
When my boss for the delivery company, he lived he lived in Russia for a while.
Hello?
What do you mean, hello? You're fine.
I can't hear myself.
You're there you go. Turned your way up.
Drive me crazy.
Turned your way up. And he was saying it gets so cold there that like they
where
they're in Russia and like when you're on the bus you have to crack the window because they just can't keep the windows like defrosted and so like on a bus he's like you have to crack the window and you have to like look out this little crack to see where you are so you know which is your stop and then he says that the people in driving their cars. That's why they keep vodka in their car because, you know, it doesn't freeze. And when you're driving down the road and like mud comes up on your car, you have no way of cleaning your windshield. And so they reach out and they pour vodka down on their windshield. How crazy is that? That you have to just buy a bunch of vodka to specifically pour on your windshield in the wintertime. Sounds like a nightmare.
These guys are having a party inside the cable car.
Well, listen to their shitty Euro trash music.
This isn't shitty.
This is such a Euro Like, these are like, it's like a Russian that doesn't know English. So this is
like dubbed, you think?
I wouldn't think so. No, because there's no subtitles.
Because it does, the lyrics don't make sense.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's what it is. It's like a European. Because that's also a weird thing too that they do, or that like they make music in English. There's certain things that they do in English, which is like bizarre too.
Okay, all these guys are drinking the champagne, and then they're gonna have to piss, and then what's gonna happen? I'd kind of be afraid, a little nervous to be moving around when that thing is just suspended, you know?
I mean, I feel like this is like the, initially, this is like the least dangerous position they've ever been in. They live in Russia. Who knows what other dangerous things that they do in their life? They have pet bears.
What? SOS hero.
Oh. And then it froze back over. Ooh, and that little teardrop coming from the eye. That's kind of terrifying.
It's real cold up there. Oh my God. There.
There's like, I can't imagine how cold it would be in that thing because there's no power going to it. So it's overnight. Day.
Yeah. They've been suspended overnight.
Yeah, which would explain why they all have ice.
Wow.
On them.
A helicopter is coming.
They look like they're all fucking frozen, dude.
Are they alive? I saw this TikTok. Are they all dead?
No, I think, I mean, if any, they're probably drunk or.
I don't know. They're not waking up. I saw this TikTok where they're talking. Whoa.
That looks terrifying.
That's crazy.
She's dreaming.
Where the people, someone was explaining the, whoa. That's scary. She had a dream that someone was trying to break the glass. Someone was explaining the bodies that are left on Mount Everest because, you know, they can't bring them down. It's too dangerous. They're saying like the very first body, mm-hmm. I think, that is all, like leading up to Mount Everest was this woman. She was up there with her friend. Her friend like fell or something, or she lost track of her friend. So she just went to sit by her pack. She fell asleep and like never woke up. She just died like that, sitting by her pack. So everyone can like see her as they're going up. She's just sitting by her. She's just like mummified, sitting by her
pack. A lot of them are like, yeah, they're like mile markers or something.
Yeah.
Well, or like markers so you know where you are on the mountain and stuff like that. It's crazy. They're saying like a couple of years ago that on Everest, they're having more people dying because there's so many people that climb it now that it's like there's literally a line of people. And so
they basically end up dying.
Yeah, yeah, because they get stuck there, which sucks. Can you imagine that? Like
spent dropping all that money just to die up there.
Especially die on a mountain that like has become so climbable that there's a line that you're literally waiting in line to get to the top.
Where are these people? So there's rescue people inside the facility where the cable car came from. Oh, it's the kids talking. Never mind. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Yeah, they probably don't know that.
Do they still have batteries in their phone? Oh, she's got a flare?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's futile, but it's futile. Yeah,
at this point,
just yelling out the fucking crack window. Okay, someone's in the facility of where the cable car
came they're going to go down and discover this guy. I don't think
they found the guy yet. Oh, man. Just hanging there.
These ladies look Russian.
Why, Michael?
Because they look like Russian bag ladies.
What does that mean, Michael?
They look like a babushka.
What does that mean, Michael?
They're old grandmas, babushkas.
Isn't that what a babushka is? I think I say this every episode, but Michael clearly has a distaste for women.
Russian babushkas?
Okay. They better conserve that backwash. was trying to sabotage the podcast by creating background noise.
Background noise? What are you, nuts?
Somebody cooking something stinks.
It's probably your dog.
It's not him. These ladies are figuring it out.
They got it figured out.
Svetochka.
This scene reminds me of that scene in Wayne's World when he's fighting in Wayne's World 2 when he's fighting her dad.
Okay, but also side note,
and they like have that overdub.
They have a log of like they would have a log of like people on the car.
No, they do know that it's stuck up there because that's what he was saying. So they don't know necessarily who's up there because they sent it, but they noticed that the guy never signed out.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
So that's why they know that there's something stuck up in them, and they know that it's stuck. Oh. They just haven't looked there's down. No sense they haven't of, looked at the bottom yet.
No sense of urgency. There's already infighting.
Wait, why wouldn't they, like, why would there only be, I get it. Because it's for a rescue, I guess.
One harness?
Look at this fucking resort. Looks this guy okay, pass out in the tub?
In the bathtub? Of all the places to sleep.
What? Maybe he got drunk?
Oh, maybe.
And if that water's been running all night, there's no way there's hot water left. I guess also leave it up to the Russians to just live in cold Michael, water.
You know what I bought today?
What, buddy?
Epsom salt.
Oh.
Lavender Epsom.
To take a bath in?
Yeah. Unfortunately, my neighbor came back today, so now there's noise. I came in from the grocery store and I saw her car. I was like, God damn it.
Well, at least you have one good day.
Four glorious days.
Oh, wow. Four. Nice.
Yeah. That was my Christmas present. Oh, she found rope. But there's
here's what I don't understand is like, oh, she doesn't want to get saved? Well, also, what I don't understand is
she probably doesn't want to create fighting if they're like,
who's going to go first or something? Yeah. I don't know. But also, like, why are they just now looking?
What do you mean? They were drinking all night.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, after you're, I don't know, I kind of feel like the moment it stopped, the first thing I'd start doing is looking for some sort of
they were
something.
Celebrating the new year, Michael.
I guess so, clearly.
We found the weakest link. She's coughing. They started a fire inside the cable car. Is that a good idea?
I'm pretty sure the smoke inhalation is probably going to ruin everything.
The window's open, I guess. Okay.
Basically, they just said that it's closed for the next 10 days.
I wonder if the people on this car thing will be able to see the other people.
Yeah, I mean, you think that they'd be able to at least open up the other one. Like, I mean, in relation to, I hope they show us where that cart is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the fact that these people at the bottom don't realize why is the cart only halfway? They know that it's stuck in the middle of the thing. Wouldn't you assume that there's people on it?
Yeah.
It's you know what I mean? Like, because it's like, clearly it's either going from bottom to top or top to bottom for a reason.
Are they in the practice of sending empty cars up and down?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And if so, for why?
Right.
Someone just found the rope.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. She knows something.
Now's when they start dying.
Something's going to happen. But like,
there's only one rope?
I mean, in theory, all they really need to do is have one person go down.
True.
You know? Yes. Look at this. This is their language.
Russian, Michael?
Yeah, look, just this bizarre. You know, it's funny, I was thinking about that. I watched that there's a documentary today called, like, Korean Cyanide on Netflix.
What?
It's about this woman that basically just killed a bunch of people in her family, and she's still on trial. They're still, like, going through with it. It's just interesting, just, like, languages that don't use, like, phonetics. It's just always so bizarre to me. I'm like, how did languages like this come to be? You know what I mean? Like, when they're like, oh, we should write this word down. Bishka, 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 bishka. And then they're like, X, backwards, P, upside down, H, and...
Well, it's just like the characters I had to use in my freaking statistics class. We use, like, what is it? Greek
right,
letters?
Yeah, exactly.
The alpha and all these other things. Yeah. And I'm like, what in the fuck is the symbol?
Yeah, it's so weird.
I'm still too afraid to look at my grade. Oh, I have to check my email. Actually, I'm waiting for admissions to... Did I tell you what's going on with my fucking... I'm trying to register for two classes. I have three classes to take and I'm done.
Uh-oh.
Shit, there goes their trap door. They're fighting in the car. That's scary. I have three classes to take, so I have two that I can take in spring session that I need to sign up for, but it keeps prompting me saying like I need a prerequisite. I can't sign up for it until I complete it, satisfy this prerequisite requirement. But I've done it all. Like I have it from like going to school at San Diego.
You got
to
make sure it transfers there, everything.
I mean, this is done. It has. So like that's what my education plan was created from, because we had to get approval for. To take in consideration all the courses that I took at San Diego and then transfer them over to LACC. That's what, remember I had the counselor, he had to go get the approval and all this stuff. And it was approved. So I'm like, why is it doing this? And I sent an email to my counselor who never answered me. And I sent him two more and he never answered me. And then I talked to another counselor and he's like, only a couple of your classes from San Diego should have transferred. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I've been working off this education plan for over a year.
Yeah.
And it was approved. So I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, well, let me get this other guy involved. And so there's this other guy that I had to talk to. And then this other guy was like, he just kept asking me the same question if I relocated. And I'm like, sir, yes. Like I answered him like four times. I'm like, yes, I relocated. I've been here since 2018, which 5-year anniversary on Hall on Christmas. I'm like, yes. I'm like, I just felt like I was talking into a void. Like he wasn't paying attention to me. And I'm like, yeah, this has all been approved. So I don't understand what the holdup is. And he's like, essentially, Michael, you know what he told me?
What?
Well, our counselors some just don't understand things. How?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I'm like,
sure.
Why would you ever say that to someone who's been working with a counselor on their education plan?
City college, dude. They don't have to like, that's how it goes, dude.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm already to have a panic attack. I'm like so close to being done. And if I have to take any more classes, I'm going to fucking freak out. I've been in school for so long. So
I don't understand.
Basically, I had to like send my student ID number to someone and they have to like give the okay. And then I can sign up for the class, I guess. Fingers crossed. But literally, it's only three more classes left. I can't believe the guy said that to me on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Is that an avalanche? Whoa, that's a crevasse.
So there's a big, yeah.
There's nothing underneath them. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Like, and also the three of them, why is he so heavy? Three people should easily be able to lower or lift. Well,
maybe the wind is like.
Well, no, but you know what I mean? Like it's the guys maybe.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh. Oh my God. There goes the dude, fucking stop. Rope. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's taking almost two people with
him. And of course, the fattest guy is just fucking hanging. Oh yeah. There's never in a million years was there enough rope for that.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. Good thing he didn't jump. He would have fallen in a, look at this, kind of bad green screen, but
yeah,
I wouldn't expect.
It's just much. Like a hole, like a crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing.
I mean, I guess smart on him to...
I think it's wild that there's, like, not another cart around where they could see other people. Like, the, right, yeah, they must be, so like, on the backside of a mountain.
So isolated or something.
Yeah. Or maybe where they're going, there's, like, no skiing because it's too crazy. Well, no, because they took their snowboards and stuff with them.
Oh, he's going to kill his friend.
Oh, God. He's going to cut the dead weight. Watch. Wow. He just let his friend fall. Oh, my God.
I mean,
he just let his friend fall in the crevasse.
Here's the thing. That guy's either they both die or one dies. You know, it's like that weird, it's that like train track thing of like someone's going to die and it's definitely the guy at the bottom. Yes. So there's no point in me dying too. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, dude.
It's like one of those. I always like,
cheers.
I always think about those like terrible situations to be put in where it's like, oh, fuck. You know, like
at what point? Cheers, my dude.
Oh, this guy thinks that they came back.
Well, that's funny.
Let's fucking look at this puss and his stupid fucking little ski cap dumb thing, emo mopey fucking.
Michael, are you being a hater? He's alone.
Wait, what does this cabbie give a shit? Alone to the airport? Are you sure?
I don't get it. Like, he's just mad and he's not going to check on anybody.
Because clearly in his mind.
Bro.
In his mind.
Show a little concern for your friends, dude.
You're making Charles groggy. He's confused. No,
don't you touch my candy with your feet. I'll have to set it on fire.
She's going to be like, what doesn't she understand?
She's mad. He killed her boyfriend.
Like, she's like, why did you? And he's explaining it to her. Because we're both going to die, and I didn't want to die.
Girly, he's not alive.
It's too late. I've muted you. You sound like Charles licking his nuts. Because he does that the whole time. He just sits there and licks his dick every time we start.
Whoa, why is there blood? She stabbed herself?
No, don't take off your jacket. Like, oh, she fell on something.
Ooh, right in her thigh.
Is everybody just going to just slowly die one by one for like...
How did I miss that? Like, what happened to her?
All of a sudden, it's like...
They're falling apart fast.
Right. Like, it's crazy. Like, all of these things could have easily been preventable.
In what way? Well, the old guy shouldn't have... Well, one,
first of all, I don't know why, like, they all...
Been around the cable with a necklace dangling.
Right. I don't know why the...
That's the first problem.
Right. But then I also don't know why, like, the three of them couldn't lower a guy. Like, you think three people couldn't lower somebody on a rope that weighs 200 pounds?
Russian. I don't feel like... Don't...
They're not big. That guy was small.
Don't they...
What?
Do they not eat a lot?
That was the old Russians. This is the new Russians. They're different. You think this guy doesn't eat a lot? No Look offense. At this fat fucking pig.
I love how Michael just body shames everyone in every fucking movie.
God. He's fat. What do you expect?
He's like, big bone.
Oh my God. Quit with your fucking excuses. This guy's fat. And if anything,
it's
this
not
guy.
An excuse.
If anything,
it's just the thick
this, the fact that they couldn't. They couldn't pull that one guy up, the three of them, but then Fatty falls out, and he easily would have taken
Who
all of them with him.
Who is he waving at? Oh, a helicopter's coming.
A helicopter. Hey.
And they have to be blind if they can't see that guy standing on top of a cable car. Hurry up, get on the roof. She's going to, like, suey herself out the bottom of that fucking car if you leave her unattended.
Something's going to happen. She's going to be so sad.
She's injured pretty badly. I just don't understand how she got that injury.
She fell backward. She fell when she was, like, doing all that crazy shit.
Who fell on what?
But also, like, why didn't this guy bring a flare? Like, again, they're not smart. Like, why didn't he bring the flare with him?
Maybe she threw out the only flare, because remember, she had it out the window.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the only one. It doesn't seem like this cable car was properly
no,
stocked
it wasn't.
With
no, of course it was.
Oh, did she have one?
Yeah, now something's gonna happen.
The girl has one. She has
now,
one.
Now, where's Fatty? Where'd he go?
Oh, fuck. You imagine how windy it has to be up there? Scary.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It reminds me, at the Cliffs of Moher, how fucking windy it was there. Like, it'd be so easy. Like, I see how people just fall off side of the cliff because it's so insanely windy there in Ireland. Oh, my God. There's, like, this fence along most of the way. There's a little spot where you can walk out. And the wind just, like, whipped me. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was fucking terrifying. There's like tons of signs the whole way that are like, if you need help, call this number, blah blah blah, like, because apparently tons of people kill themselves off the cliff.
Yikes.
Not a bad way to go, unless you don't really die, you just fall on a rock.
You're just falling and then the wind's taking you, you're just like blowing
just
out the sea,
beating you,
and you're like basically flying out to the ocean. Like, I thought I was gonna hit rocks and die, but I'm not. I'm literally flying.
Why is this guy fighting her? Doesn't he look like Buzz from Home Alone?
No, he looks like a fat Zelensky. Oh, no. Now they're stuck.
Jesus Christ. And that girl down there is hurt. She can't help
She's probably going to die.
Wow.
And she didn't have a jacket on. Oh, my God. These people, it's just like
a comedy of errors.
Yeah, it's just like every step of the way, they just like, they can't get nothing right in this fucking mope. Everyone's just like, if there's anybody that should have died, it's this fucking mope.
I mean, if I were him, I'd be like, why haven't I heard from anyone, like, making fun of me about my failed
I know this Santa looking Russian motherfucker's like, why do you look so sad? And he's like, I was going to propose to my girl.
He's just trying to talk. Okay, here we go.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Well, Michael's an authority on women, apparently. Santa? Tell us about it,
old
Michael.
Old man Santa. Bonnie. Oh, tell my God. First of all, can we just talk about how they're editing this?
Michael, where I need you to tell everyone that's listening all your expert knowledge on women these days. You seem to be very vocal about women. So enlighten us, Michael.
I'm just doing what you do, Bonnie. Michael? I'm doing what you do.
What do I do, Michael?
You're all like, I hate men, and I'm playing it from your side.
I'm indifferent.
That's not what you said at lunch the other day.
I don't even remember what was lunch.
What
I had
was
four
lunch?
Margaritas. You think I know what I was talking about?
you had four. I thought it was just three.
I should have had five.
I know. As I was driving home, I was like, I bet I could have had one more.
They weren't. They didn't have any alcohol in them.
They weren't that heavy.
They weren't tasty.
I know that they weren't that heavy because I went home and I didn't take a nap.
You didn't?
No. I thought I was.
I wasn't even sleepy. I told my brother I'd do dry January with him if he wanted to. Because I thought, let me make myself
a
little.
How do you keep track of that when somebody's out of state?
I mean, I guess you just have to take them for their word, I guess. I don't know why you would lie about it, but I mean, I've done it before. I did like almost 2 months at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
I didn't have any alcohol. And Crowell was like, really? Crowell was like, let's go out. And I'm like, I'm not drinking right now. And she's like, what?
She
couldn't relate. She was ready to party. You know, she's been gone for like so.
Oh my God.
She's been traveling.
He's going to kill her.
He's trying to push her off? Those fucking.
What do these people benefit by killing each other?
There's her flare. She found the flare. Let him try and push her and just fall off, you fucking freak. Why? You have nothing to gain by trying to kill her.
He's blaming her. Like, no matter what your beef is, just there's no need to kill people.
She's wasting the fucking flare for this. I can't believe the helicopter didn't see them. It's crazy.
It had already passed by the time the flare.
Oh my God.
What is that? Is that like a bomb?
I don't know what the fuck that was. This guy lost his mind. They're literally suspended above a crevasse on top of a cable car. Oh, his shit caught on fire. Oh, he lost his coat.
Stupid. Oh, my God. These people are just like throwing your coat off a thing. It was a small fire.
A coat.
Just fucking put it out.
They're stuck outside.
And he can't find her on top of the roof?
The hatch won't open to get inside the car.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. He's ruining the integrity of the fucking thing by breaking off pieces.
Everything is falling off this thing. Oh, my God. What is happening right now?
She's hanging onto the side of it. Oh, she trying to open the thing?
I didn't realize Russians had a big caboose. I don't understand why this guy is so mad at her.
Huh?
I didn't realize Russians had a big caboose.
Okay, Michael.
He's basically blaming her for this whole thing, is what he was saying. But again, like, what does it mean? Like, what does it matter if she dies? Like, if you're all going to die, you're all going
to
die.
He's trying to hit her with a piece of metal. Well, at least if she gets inside, he's stuck outside and he's going to fucking freeze to death by himself.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, she's got a key to the door.
She's got the key.
She made it inside. Wow. And he's stuck outside. She does have the option to open that hatch and let him in, though. If she wanted to.
She could.
But why would you? He's trying to whack her with a metal rod. And not in a good way.
This definitely, they're doing pretty good with the suspense here.
Yeah, it is.
And she just locked it again.
He's locked out.
She's a Russian babe. She's got those like Russian blue eyes. Are Russians known for their blue eyes?
I don't know, Michael. I thought you were the expert on Russian women. You're going to tell everyone about your expertise on Russian women, Michael.
Russian women.
How do you know so much about Russian women, Michael?
Such a caboose. Because my buddy's married to a Russian woman.
Oh.
Didn't I told you that. My friend.
Who? Who's your buddy, Michael?
He's the one. He spent a year. He spent all of like late 2019 through 2020 traveling. He spent an entire year traveling the world. He actually got stuck in India of all places during COVID.
Oof.
Yeah, he said it was bad. Like, it was like one of those, like, there was no, like, preparation. They just said, starting right now, everyone's stuck in their home. And people are like, I need to go grocery shopping. And they're like, yeah, well, tough shit.
Oh, God. He fell off.
Yep.
It's just the two girls.
Look at that caboose hanging over the edge.
Wow, she almost fell through the hole in the floor.
Yeah. Oh, no, maybe he's hanging on the side. Maybe he's hanging on the side.
He fucking mangled the goddamn...
That's another night. Could you imagine how miserable it must be? I mean, if anything, that one, like, the one girl is... He's still in the taxi fucking driving to the airport. How far away is his airport is?
I mean... Oh, this he's watching emo Instagram.
Mope. No, it's Twitter.
Well, that was supposed to be Instagram, I think.
Is that the Russian Kurt Russell?
It's Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Michael, what are your New Year's Eve resolutions,
I don't
Michael?
Know. I was thinking about that.
Do you have
that.
Any checklists of things you want to accomplish in 2024, Michael?
I mean, my main thing is like working on understanding money better and try to make my money work for me. You know, make money instead of, you know, I found like savings accounts that are better places to where you get a higher percentage back instead of keeping it in a dumb bank savings account. Because like the one that I have now that it's in now is like making me like 0.01% a year when it's like there's some that I can go out now. Like I have an Apple savings account that like has made me more money off of like $200 in that savings account than I've ever made in my other account.
Really?
With thousands of dollars in it, you know? So just, you know, trying to
figure
out.
How many thousands, Michael?
It's a lot, but not. But
tens of thousands, Michael?
Not enough to buy a house anymore because these stupid fucking strikes. But, you know, it's more like that. Like, just really understanding, like, the idea of, like, owning assets and making your money work for you and to stop thinking in terms of, you know, like how people have always been, you know, it's just like put my money in a savings account and just let it sit there. Mm. So just trying to make money with money. Holy shit.
No. Where did he come from? I thought he fell out. She's dreaming. She's dreaming again.
Maybe. She has. Yeah. There's no way he would come from the bottom.
Because I'm like, that guy fell off. Ain't no way.
And he ain't. And you think he's just hanging there for hours and realizes now he's got the strength after freezing out there? Imagine, like, these people at the bottom, they get this shit fixed, then all of a sudden it comes down, and then it's like, the whole thing is fucked up, it's all broken, and then there's, like, dead bodies in there, and they're like, well, shit. Oh, frostbite.
Oh,
her hand's stuck. She's gonna lose her hand.
Oh, God. That's awful.
Oh, my God.
That guy's not even going to have a hand to put a ring on. How about that?
I know, right?
That's what he gets.
Put your jacket. How did she not freeze to death just in that alone?
For being a loser.
I know, right? This chick has to be dead.
That girl's still alive?
This girl has to be dead.
She ain't waking up.
I mean, I can't imagine that. My only thing I could assume is that the dude on the way to the airport realizes something and then comes back and realizes that they're still stuck up there or something.
I mean, it's
crazy. I don't know what he's going to see that.
Just think about it. If you're on a trip with a bunch of your friends.
Unless one of these videos, like they get a weird signal, one of these videos gets posted and he sees it. That's the only thing I can think of. And they're going to come back. She's going to lose her fucking hand.
There ain't no way. You're traveling with a big group and then you have like one argument and then you don't hear from anyone. Like that's weird. Like my first thing would be like, where is everyone? Like what's going on? It's crazy.
Bonnie gave Charles a bath, and now he's got like 45 pounds of fluff on him.
Actually, I didn't get to do that yet.
Oh?
No.
Then why does he look fluffy. Extra? He just looks extra fluffy today.
I don't know. He's probably been laying around because he's been sick.
I showed up today, and all of a sudden, Charles is just sitting there, and he looks like a big old fucking packed sausage full of fluff. She's going to cut her own hand off.
Oh, no. Oh, she's pouring vodka on it. Or whatever.
She's like disinfecting it or something. Because that's frostbite. She's going to light it on fire and try and heat it up.
Stop. Oh my God, it looks gnarly.
Yeah, it does. I guess if there's anybody that knows how to treat frostbite, it's Russians. Go ahead. Refluff. Refluff. Do it. He's trying to refluff.
I'm trying to refluff.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That was their speaker or something.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to try to... She, oh, at this point, she's just... She's like, fuck it, I'm going to jump. She's going to jump.
Stop. Is she? What?
I bet she's going to use that parachute thing. Or something. No, she's going to put it on her feet. Oh, she's trying to block out some of the wind.
They're both going to fall down.
Yeah, what? Like, I mean, if this girl's dead, literally take off all of her clothes and put them on. You know?
Yeah.
Put her dead body over that thing to weigh it down.
All that shit's going to fall down, girl. Right, that's what I'm saying. There's not like, be anything important in those bags.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's got to put the dead body over it. You know? Do what you got to do. It sucks. Man.
We know.
If it comes to me surviving, I'm going to do... I don't even know what I'd do.
Nobody gets stuck with Michael because all bets are off.
Yep.
Michael's going to be nibbling on your nutsack. You know?
I got this other...
intro. Oh, she's finally taking her the dead girl's coat, I think.
I got another funny video to show you when we're done watching this.
You mean a not-so-funny video?
It's hilarious, Bonnie.
Isn't it?
Oh, she's looking to make another fire.
Oh, okay. She's starting another fire in the cable car. At least she's got a fucking lighter.
It doesn't look like it's a lighter. It looks like it's a... What's it called? A flint or something?
That's a lighter.
It just doesn't... did you know that like certain like lighter fluid and other things, it can get too cold to light? Like propane, you can't use it if it's like 40 degrees outside. You won't be able to use...
I've heard that before.
Like propane will... It itself will freeze and get too heavy, so it can't... It won't come out the thing. Charles, what are you looking at? What is this?
What is that?
That's going to come in and blow out the...
Shit. What is... You've been banging.
It's part of the outside of the cable car. Charles, why are you all hunched over like that? Why do you look like a weird nerd? I bet that fire feels so fucking good. Except for now that this thing just shattered the glass. Like, did she not hear that thing shattering the glass?
Our fire went out. Oh. I'd get pissed too.
Yeah. I mean, again, like at this point,
the
thing that sucks is that they're stuck over, literally straight over a crevasse. So there's nowhere for her to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like she can't just
unless she like rode the kit somehow, finagled some sort
and,
of
and like slid down the. Yeah. That's what I would think. Take that girl's like jeans or something off and just try to slide down, like affix yourself to the cable and slide down. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know why. She's got rope, you know? Yeah. You just basically create a cradle for yourself where you just kind of like slide. I mean, of course, it would take four fucking ever. It took them how many hours to get to where they're at now? Part of me would feel like I'm glad that she broke up with me because I clearly would have died on this trip, you know? Oh, she's apologizing to him. She's going to make a little sex tape for him.
She's freezing to death. She's got a fucking frostbite on her hand.
Yeah, she's about to. She's like, I've always wanted to do that weird ice thing.
Oh, she put the ring on.
Wrong hand. I guess she can't put it on the frostbitten hand. No, he doesn't. You're dead. Huh?
Oh, is she pregnant?
Oh, shit. She's fighting for her baby's life.
Wasn't she drinking a little bit ago?
No, I don't think she was drinking. Hmm. Oh, no.
Trisha's pregnant.
Again? Was this the third one?
Second.
Oh.
She's going to do a gender reveal on the second.
Oh. Man, that's going to suck. Can you imagine that? You find out, like, oh, wow, I'm pregnant. We're going to have a baby. This is going to be so exciting. And then you fucking
I can't die. Imagine because I wouldn't die. Want that ever.
Uh-oh. Please don't tell me this is the end.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
How many flights a day do you think it canceled in Russia because of, like, the fucking weather sucks? I think today's weather will be a real trial, guys. There's no way that he's sitting in a taxi how much is he paying?
He's at the what?
Where is he? They're saying that he's at the airport now. What? And now everybody's stuck, and now he's, like, going to leave this taxi cab guy. He's like, thanks. And now the taxi cab is just stuck in this fucking...
I thought he went to the airport and then went back to the place.
Did he? No, I don't. I think
he's back at the mountain.
That's what it looks like. This storyline I'm really confused with his, because he was just listening to music, and then the guy said, "We're at the airport now." And then
he made him like go.
Oh, leave. He did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that line is to go up to the.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's the one that.
But even so, like, it's gonna take a minute for the whatever has to happen to get that girl down.
Yeah, like I mean, at this I can't point believe now,
these women haven't figured it out yet.
Right.
Do they just give up? They're like not trying to figure it out.
Well, that's what the one lady was saying. She's like, she should just call the maintenance people and let them figure it out. But yeah, the fact that none of them just went down to look.
This kid's gonna save the day.
That's probably what he's gonna do. He's gonna unhook the guy and pull the thing out.
Oh, her phone just died. Yep.
Again, why is she not wrapping? Like, just rip all the clothes off. Dead chick.
I think she's okay with dying. That's why she sent the video.
Right. No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, this whole time, it's like you could have had extra everything.
Also, this isn't scary, but it is suspenseful.
Yeah, it's more of a thriller. And this guy is walking around in this, like, negative 400 degree weather with not a single snow cap on. What?
Like, walking? Well, he's going to have to walk up?
But it's also, like, this weird thing of, like, you know, in all these movies, just explain what you're doing. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I need to go up there. No, not now. Just explain somewhere. Why you're trying to do it.
Maybe they did in Russian, but it didn't translate. Well, now he's telling him to stop.
Now he's going to go save him.
Freaking jerk.
I got to ride one of those up really? In Mammoth when I worked for that delivery company. We had a event at the top of the mountain in one of the big, like, recreational hall things up there. And I got to ride up on the back of that. It was really cool. And we loaded up, and then we just sat there, and it was like just this slow trek up the mountain. And it just smelled she's like gasoline.
She's dreaming about her child.
Yeah, well, she's dying. That's what happens, Bonnie.
Isn't Michael?
Yeah.
Michael knows all about dying, too. Yeah, exactly. Everyone.
I know.
Michael, tell us what happens when you die.
This.
Oh, okay.
I hope so.
Well, they're both dead because he's there, too. Maybe he froze to death, too.
Maybe they're just going to be just a frozen little icicle family, which is, I guess, the equivalent of the, you know, traditional Russian family.
What?
Blue icicles.
Michael, did you make your 2024 vision board?
No.
Rude.
No.
Oh, she woke up.
She can hear it.
Is it daylight?
She'll know. No.
It's moving.
No. Oh, it's going to fall.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. She going to have to fucking...
She's going to... She's going to try to...
Oh, she got an idea from her dream. She's trying to make, like...
A kite or something.
So people can see it. Oh, my God. That is terrifying. The fucking cart is coming undone. Oh, my God.
It's like...
Older.
The glass is breaking, and then the dead body just fell on the ladder.
Oh, her friend just fell through the glass. Holy
time to make a. So what's going to happen is I think that plow is going to come up, and then she's going to parachute. She's going to use that thing to parachute down. Dude, at this point, it's just like, dude, just fucking jump, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you got
jump or go down with the thing. And that thing's going straight into that crevasse. But she could blow into that thing, too, also.
Well, but that's the thing is, like, but at least if you, I don't know, I feel like there's just some sort of, like, try to climb out and hang on the.
Oh, on the cable?
Yeah. And then at least you're, like, the cable car is. Oh, but I don't even know, because it's like sideways now. I don't even know that you'd be able to. I mean, at this point, it's just like, what do you do? It's got to be terrifying, because like you sit there and you just go, any decision I make, it's like there's probably like a 90% chance you're going to die. Any decision that you make.
He put like a metal rod through the thing, right? So no one could open it.
No.
Fuck. I thought he put something through the latch.
No.
I guess
not. No. It just got stuck. There's no way that she
Wow. The whole cable car fell off.
They clearly jumped ahead, and she's probably like hanging from the thing.
Why is their alarm going off now?
Oh. They're just now.
Dude, these women have been lagging ass.
I know. And these babushkas are.
They basically wasted 2 days not going down there and finding that guy hanging. Yeah. Oof. I smell a lawsuit.
Nah, not in Russia. You're like, I'm going to sue you. And they're like, yeah, Russia, yeah.
We don't have
We don't sue you. We fucking, we kill. Nah, they'll just. How do they know?
Yeah.
So, like, this guy knows what's up? Is this effect? That's a visual effect.
Is it?
Yeah. Klaxon morphs into ominous noises.
Sees the guy's dead body, Michael.
You know.
He found his body. On the ground, Michael.
So this whole time...
Body just laying on the ground, Michael. Body, body, body.
You stop with that shit.
Oh, no. I think he's realizing everyone's dead. They're all dead. Ay, ay, ay. Don't you feel like a schmuck for throwing a temper tantrum?
No, he's not dead. I'm alive. He's alive.
Well, if he wouldn't have thrown a fit, he could have died with his girlfriend instead of by himself. Full of regret.
Wait, so...
Is that it?
You know what? This probably is like a Russian movie where everyone just fucking dies, actually. There's no like, oh, she got out. Like,
I mean, how? She literally, there's like no, there's way, no way she could have survived.
No, because remember, like, she looked up and saw the thing and she started to climb and then the whole thing went and just absolutely. So if anybody, like, if anything, she probably had one of the worst deaths. If you think about it, the other guys just kind of fell off and they probably just hit a rock and died. She was like probably tossed and the other girl just kind of like bled out and froze to death. She fucking fell in a cart and probably got bounced around and mangled. I mean, she probably felt all of it. Oh, unless. No. Oh no.
Is she hanging from there?
Oh no. So they did.
She's hanging they from did. The. What is that even called? The thing that holds your cable car?
Yeah, it's just the apparatus, the I guess. Yeah. It's just part of the
at least she's
it's
like,
just part of the cable car thing that like is usually connected to it.
Oh my god.
How terrifying would that, I mean, how terrifying would that be? I mean, I guess at the end of the day you're like, at least if I die they'll find my body. You know, you wrap yourself around the ladder so that if anything you just freeze to death and lock up on that, you know?
Yeah.
And then I mean, obviously they have to fix this thing and they have to come and get this. So she has this parachute. Well, I feel like this
parachute. She's got those lights in her backpack.
Yeah, the lights in the parachute are going to come in handy somehow.
Her hands are like frozen.
I swear to fucking Christ, if she just literally jumps in this parachute and it like flies out.
I'm surprised the lights are still on.
I think the battery operated.
Yeah, but they died when she was in the car and then they came back on.
Maybe.
They did. Yeah, I was watching. True.
I thought that meant that the. Oh, she's. You know what? She's going to send it out. And they're going to see it from down there. And then they're going to, he's going to pull that thing out. Or she's going to jump. One or the other.
She's going to wrap herself I don't, Christmas lights.
She's going to hang herself. Plummet. Oh, no. Oh, see, as I said, she's going
to. She set it off.
Right. Oh, I see. So they'll be able to see it.
Maybe. These idiots don't seem to see anything. Whoa. Can't ridiculous. Really see that.
Nope. Why is she not wearing her hood? Like, why are you letting so much of your skin be exposed? So he's going to see it, and then he's going to be like, bring it back. Bring it back. I know she's up there.
He's too busy. You mean to tell me this emo, to pay attention.
Yeah, this emo mope gets to win?
Bitch.
Yeah, this emo mope is going to win?
Typical.
What does he see? He's going to see something. That looks ridiculous.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like a fucking...
It looks like someone...
And he's going to know what it is.
Like, exactly. You know, when you flash a mirror?
Yeah, so he's going to be like, bring it back. Bring it back.
Wait. There's someone still there.
See, I told you. There's no way. Also you mean to tell me you can't reverse that?
You think?
Yeah. Also, seriously though, they can't reverse that? Is that not how it comes back down? Is in reverse?
Because like the cable has to like go around, right?
Yeah, but not really, because it goes this and that, this and that.
Because you could pull it back. He's got a snowplow friend giving him a hook to help.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You think he could hear you?
Of course.
I guess he could.
That guy's Russian. He looks Russian.
Hubba?
Hubba. Oh god.
Are they actually gonna do something here?
It's very this guy's a mope. This guy, he's really kind of not doing anything.
Typical.
I mean, it's all these other guys. I mean, not like those babushkas were doing anything. It took them 2 days to be like, maybe we should just go downstairs and see if they're we can like, see what the problem
let's
is.
Let's bust out our Russian salads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're like garbanzo beans and tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, he got the pipe out. Let's see what happens. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Bring it back.
Chug-a-lug, baby.
Wouldn't it be, how horrifying would it be? She's like up on that thing and it starts moving and then she falls.
Brutal. At least daylight's coming. Is she moving?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Why is she not, again, why is she not wearing her hood?
I would not want to be on a cable car for an hour ride. I don't think. I think that's too long.
No, a cable car for anything more than a few minutes.
30?
Yeah, I think it'd be terrifying to sit on that for an hour.
Did she make it? She made it?
Yeah, I'd hope so. And I love how like the first responders are like, okay, they've already got her.
They got her.
Okay, I was going to say. The first responders are like, oh, there's somebody there. Let's just, classic.
She's blue.
Her eyes are frozen open. Oh, jeez. She doesn't need air. She needs heat, dog.
She's breathing.
There's going to be a movie where it just ends. That's how it ends. That's right. Directed by Huska Beskaruskisk. Produced by High School Like Scuba Sky God.
Wow. My God. That was good.
It was good. It was actually pretty good.
That was not scary, but it was a thriller.
It was definitely, it was more of a thriller. Like, it's just those movies that we, you know, every now and again we catch where it's like, what would you do in this situation?
Wasn't the last thriller that we watched The Wraith?
No. It was another one of those movies of like, it was like similar things like, what would you do in this situation? I don't remember which one it was.
Good.
Yeah, this is good. I dig it.
What would you rate it?
It's probably a good 4 out of 4. I mean, I think there's a little, you know, like any horror movie, like nothing's like perfect. Like, you know, these 4s don't mean that they're a perfect movie. I just feel like it has a lot of the components that keep you invested and drawn into it.
And paying attention the whole fucking time.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, we were paying attention to most of the whole movie. Yeah. It didn't really feel like it dragged.
No.
I mean, there's a couple of times where you're just like, I mean, I was a little worried. I was like, they're going to have a whole movie inside of a fucking boxcar.
They did.
And it like, you know, each step seemed, you know, again, like some of it was like, you know, a series of unfortunate events. And then, you know, that like fat guy, that was kind of a weird like twist where he's just like, I got to kill you.
Yeah, that was weird.
But other than that, for the most part, it was.
But it also made sense because he was a dude.
The thriller part.
I liked it.
I did. It was cool. I think it's worth it, even though it's Russian and some of the. I mean, some of the U.S. voiceovers. I'd almost want to watch it again and see what it looks like without the dubbing, and then just have the subtitles, because you might be able to get a little bit more of like the actors' real, like how they emoted.
Yeah.
You know, because also I think there's something about, you know, knowing that it's Russian. There's, you know, I don't know. I think that, you know, they sell things a little differently.
Hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see with the original, like how the one last week was, you know, the Rare Exports, you know, like you could see kind of how they talked in like just the way that they,
yeah,
like their timing of their, like how their dialogue works. So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, what do you think?
I'd say 4-2 because it was good. I mean, the story was good. The pacing was good. It kept your attention. It was very suspenseful.
Yeah.
But not scary. Definitely a thriller. Highly recommend a New Year's Eve thriller. It came out in, what did I say, 2019?
2019, yeah.
2019. and a Russian film.
Yeah, and done very well. The effects aren't
even the terrible. CGI really wasn't that bad.
It's like it's. You know, it wasn't like great, but I mean, it's still. I mean, it's better than
most of the B movies that we've been watching.
It didn't take you out of the movie to the point where you're like, "This is so bad. This is ridiculous looking." Like,
I think it's my TV isn't so high def, so it's like not that. I mean, noticeable. It didn't.
But I mean, it was like simple effects where it's just like, you know, they're hanging over, you know, the snowy mountain, and so like those type of VFX are pretty easy to do.
So good.
Yeah, good.
Highly recommend.
Check it out.
Give it a check.
It was called
Break
on
Prime.
Interesting.
$4.99.
Yep. Brake.
Yeah.
Like brakes on a car. Like I'm gonna knock your brakes off.
Michael, what's your New Year's Eve wish?
I don't know yet. I haven't thought about what my. I'll think about it and reveal it next week.
Michael, what do you want to say for 2024?
Hopefully it's better than 2023. 2023 sucked.
Did it?
I've been unemployed for majority of the year. Yes, it's fucking terrible, Bonnie.
I think something good happened to you this year, Michael.
I don't know, Bonnie. What's your New
Michael
Year's?
Michael doesn't want to say. Michael's the asshole. He doesn't want to say.
What's your New Year's? What do you want for the new year, Bonnie?
Well, you know, just more working on myself, reading more books. I finished The Stolen Focus, and I'm on a new book called The Mountain Is You. I think you should read this
book. Don't tell me what to read.
I think you should listen to it.
I'll get it.
Audible. It's pretty good.
It's called The Mountain Is You?
Yeah. Right. Highly recommend. Right. I think I'm like a chapter or two, and I just started it today. But
if I read it and it talks about things that make me mad, I'm going to...
It's not going to make you mad. I think it's going to make you think.
Okay.
It's going to make you think.
You know how much I hate thinking. Money.
I know, because you're a man. It's going to make you think, Michael. It's going to maybe inspire you.
Okay, we'll see.
Also, Stolen Focus. I would recommend that, maybe too, that if you, want, yeah. I remember if you wanted a game plan for, like, he really, at the end of the book, he had, like, a list of things that he did to, like, if you keep, doing these things in practice over time, you're able to, like, get your attention back to where you can really focus on things, because he's saying like so many people these days can't keep focus on everything.
It's hard.
Like it's really hard. Yeah. It's really hard to like keep your attention on something. So what he was doing was like, you know, shutting down screen time 2 hours before bedtime.
That's my big thing.
I'm slowly getting full eight hours of sleep, no processed foods. Hard to, you know, just like working on like
sleep
honing
is like the one thing that they're like, you gotta do this. You're like, well, I try, trust me. It's, you know, I can only do. When it comes to sleep, I can only do so much.
Yeah, but you know? Can do the other stuff too. Yeah. Like,
but sometimes the other stuff helps you sleep better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he's also working on yoga, which you're already getting into, and meditation.
Yeah, yeah. That's so. Like all because I do my yoga stuff through my meditation app. A lot of them start out with like a 5 minute meditation before.
Oh, that's nice.
And then you do it. Or I'll do, if it doesn't, then I do some meditation afterwards to help. Yeah.
Your fart meditation, Michael?
Yeah.
What are you doing after yoga? Anyways.
All right. Till next week.
All right. Happy 2024.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Goodbye.
He's awake. Goodbye.